Welcome to the No Onions podcast, where we talk to filmmakers, actors, crew members, and anyone else in film and the stage play industry about their sometimes unpopular opinions on popular productions. Today, I'm extremely geeked up and excited to have an actress, a writer extraordinaire, as well as a professor, doctor, poet. I'm pretty sure she has a ton more accolades that I may not even be aware of or I'm forgetting. You've seen her on Father May I 1, 2, and 3, and also on Clemson University's From Segregation to Justice, just to name a few. I want everybody to please give it up for Taboo Hazel, aka Miss Peggy Logan. How you doing today, Miss Peggy?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this with me. I'm very selective right now as far as who I share this platform with. We're not huge yet, but I feel like especially when you're kind of building it up, you want to make sure that you're very intentional about who you're using. So, so it's a pleasure to have you here today. Before we get started too much, though, I do want you to kind of let people know how they can follow you on social media in case they want to book you for something or in case they just want to follow your work.
You can follow me. I'm Taboo Hazel, that's T-A-B-U-H-A-Z-E-L, on just the Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the basics, TikTok, Taboo Hazel. If you type in Peggy Logan, you're going to find me.
There you go. There you go. Okay, appreciate it. So, I'm happy to have you here again. We've been working together for a minute on a lot of different projects. I like to kind of tell people my first viral project actually was with you in it at last that we did for the film festival. Got a lot of great feedback because of course you killed it. One thing I always appreciated about you was your positivity, for one. Always positive, always a joy to be around. Your dedication, and I'm not sure if this is a word or not, but your dependability. If it's not a word, it's a word today. Because I always know that you're gonna show up, you're gonna be on time, you're gonna know your lines, you're gonna know your character, and you're gonna be open to direction, and you're just gonna be a joy to work with the entire time. You're not gonna be fussing and when can we leave, or why is it taking so long, or where's the makeup, or what, not to say those things aren't important, but you're not going to complain on set. So my first question to you is, how did you become that way?
I think it would have something to do with my mom. Okay, she really pushed us to reading and performing. My sister and I in New York, she was teaching us how to act and sing, regardless of whether we could do it or not. She was putting us out there. So she pushed me. High school, had a scholarship at Claflin University.
Wow.
I did some theater there at South Carolina State. And from there, it was just, I think I've been doing that since high school. So coming into this whole acting into Columbia, started with a love of poetry first. And even at South Carolina State, we were told that we could not do poetry and acting. That like Mr. Mundy was our teacher, and he was like, "Yeah, I need you to go out the door." But from that moment of touching a stage, it's just where my comfort was. It was my sanctuary. It was my peace of mind.
Yeah.
Allowed me to be someone different. Yeah. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it every time I go on stage. Every time
I can tell. So I got a question. Every time I hear somebody say that they, do stage and film, I always have to know, what is your preferred, avenue? Like, do you prefer stage or film?
Corey, let me tell you, I would say film, only because the stage, with that stage, you mess up. Everybody gonna know it. You better add to it. You better ad lib, but with film, you have that opportunity to go back and fix things.
Yeah.
If they're a director like you, you're gonna work with us. And, we're gonna see it on your face to say, you know, let's move, got to keep it moving. But you have that opportunity to redo. But right now, I'm in the commercial stage of loving life right now. I love the commercial. I ain't got to talk. I ain't got to memorize. You're cute up there. I love it. But yeah, film is my go-to.
Yeah, that's what's up. You just did a commercial for, I don't know if I can tell yet because I don't know if it's out yet, or
I don't know if I can tell. Like an
Indian. But you just did one.
I can say it was a medical. I can't say that.
Okay.
Commercial. So yeah, that was phenomenal. It was my first commercial.
Wow.
You know, very professional. I enjoyed it. I fell in love with commercials. I could do that. Full time.
Really? I'm sure once this one comes out, it's not gonna be hard for you to do that. But I know you do other stuff that seems like it's kind of like heart related things, because like, don't you like work with children?
I am a school counselor.
It would seem like that's a hard thing to give up, you know. So
I'm almost at retirement. So, you know, I mean, we got our 28 years in.
Okay.
You know, 4 years, you know, if something big came along, I would take a leave of absence in a heartbeat. When it comes to acting, performing, the right job came along that said, hey, take a break, need a break, I'm taking it. I'm going to go. Man.
So let me ask you this. So as far as the business goes, acting, like what do you think presents like difficulties? Like what do you feel like is hard about it? Like something that maybe you've had to struggle to overcome, or that you still find difficult? Like anything?
I think it's so we live here in Colombia, where it's tough to find what I could find anywhere else, in Atlanta, or, you know, let's just say for the sake of saying California. I think finding the roles that fit who I am, or the roles that I really like, the roles that I'm old enough or young enough for, it's hard to find those roles here in Colombia because we're so small and it's very kind of cliquish here. So that has been a struggle. Now in Atlanta, the competition is tough, but it feels sometimes like I'm given more of an opportunity there than I am home. I would be home.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Actually, Atlanta seems to be very, very welcoming. Like anybody that's filming, no matter who they are, they seem to kind of just, yeah, come on, like embrace you. And I think that is kind of cool. So I can see what you're saying about that. Yeah. So I'm not going to go too much back about that comment that you made, but.
Oh no! I mean, because I love my Colombian family.
Yeah.
When it comes to the roles, I know, like I'm not old enough for something, or I'm not young enough for something. You know, I used to get those roles where I could play the young wife, or the young. But now I'm playing. I have a lot of mother stuff being thrown at me. I can't play the little sexy. So. Or I'm almost 50 plus, so.
There's a market for, you know, like that, especially like now. Like, I mean, Angela Bassett is killing it still, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely a market for, you know, for that. But I can see what you mean, like, because when people write something or whatever, they might automatically say, you know, oh, I need somebody older to be it, and because you may not look that age, you know, they might say, oh, well, Peggy can't do it because she don't look old, you know, like, so I can get that.
And it's smaller here, you know, so it, the competition is very, you know, it's tight.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, where someone might say you don't look like you're 55 or 60, you can't do it. I was given the opportunity to play someone that was 60 plus older, and I didn't think I could do it, but
and you killed know. It. Wait, are we you talking about Father Mayor?
Yeah.
And you killed it. Like, anyway, I ain't gonna get into that. I love the movie, but you know, I'm not gonna advertise it a whole bunch. But if you haven't seen it, check it out. check out the sequels to very, very Very, very greatly done, actually. So let me ask, so since you're talking about that, what's been your best experience to date as far as acting?
I think my best, let me tell you, I like working with directors who are open, who are creative, who are authentic, that can push you. So I think when I talk about the directors that I've worked with, yourself, Carrie, Dee Dee, working with LaVitra. So some of the, just having someone to pull it out, you know, just to get, and I know sometimes that can be intimidating for other people, but I enjoy having someone say, okay, that was good, but let me see better. And for me, that's always the challenge of, I want to get it to the point where the director says, damn, she nailed it. Like, she nailed it, you know? I'm always about, I think that's my strong point. When I feel myself reach that point where where I'm successful in a director's eyes and with castmates, that's the best feeling in the world.
I'm with you. I can see that in you every time too. That was actually one of the things that I wrote down, one of the notes. Like, you're so open to direction, and it's almost like you kind of crave it, you know, on set. Like, you know, like, you do something, and then once it's cut, like, you're, all right, do I need to do it again? Do I need to do something different? Like, so that's always kind of refreshing. Now, in my experience, it doesn't take a lot of takes for you. But you know, I can always kind of tell that you, it's almost like you want more takes. Like, it's almost like you're like, wait, I can do it better. Like, let me, so, but
right. you want to breathe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, not, okay. I mean, you did it. I want to see that. You did that.
I feel you. All right. So what do you think when it comes to film, when it comes to stage plays, what do you feel like the most? So, sorry, I always have to do this when I intro this part. So this is called No Onions, because onions are considered one of the holy trinities part of the holy trinity of cooking, right? Uh-huh. So I always want to know, what are the three things? What is your holy trinity when it comes to stage plays or film to make it successful? What are those three components?
I want a good plot. I want a good plot. If I'm going to commit to it, I need to see that it has some mystery, you know, a drive to it. Especially playing crazy. I want to see some good directing. I want to work with directors, because I've worked with a director, you know, that cursed everybody out on stage.
I've been there too. Yeah,
I'm frustrated, and so when I'm working with a good director who can guide me toward his vision, I love that, and my castmates. Having a group of actors that you can work with makes the storyline believable when there's chemistry. You know, when you have good chemistry with your castmates, it brings tears. Like, coming to the end of any film or play is the most heartfelt thing when you have a good cast.
I'm with you on that, especially that, well, all of it, but especially the cast part, because it's so much of the fabric of whatever you're producing. You know, they're so important, and if you have that, to me the production is one thing, but if you have that connection and that chemistry and that camaraderie, like, that's something that lives on after the film is done, you know, like, that's.
And let me say, and somebody like, you know, I don't know if I can call him, somebody like Zeb, who has directed something.
Yeah.
Somebody like Zeb he pulls together, I don't know if it's a collaboration between y'all two, but some of the most amazing castmates.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy walking onto, every time I'm called, I like walk into some of the most amazing and comfortable settings ever. Like, and that love for it, you know, because they're been talking about, like, I just don't want to do this. I'm getting too old to do this. I'm tired. I can't memorize. But it's like you're working with people who just, if you quit, you're quitting on yourself. And that's just something that I want to do, you know.
I think, and you can say Zeb name. That's, you know, that's the home team. That's family. You know, like, and I'm gonna talk junk about him too, and hopefully he listens. But we need to do more stuff, you know, together. It's been a minute since we were. I think Segregation of Justice was the last. No. We was working on the one that you were just voicing too. The I can't remember.
Fractured
Destiny. Right,
that sound like it.
Yeah.
Listen, have me all summer trying to get it like that.
Again,
if I want to.
Yeah, that was the one. Like every time work was there, we play really well off each other, and he has big ideas, and you know I have big ideas, and it just works. So, Zeb, if you're listening, I know you're doing other stuff, but it's not gonna get better than this chemistry right here, bro.
Let's
see. So all right. So real quick, we got to get to the meat and potatoes real quick before we go. So we got to ask you, what is the one movie, the one stage play, the one production that that's popular, people know about it, but they have an opinion that may not be the same as yours. What is that production, and what is your opinion on it?
So I am. Listen, I'm all my home director's heart, but now Tyler Perry got my heart, like, in my whole soul, and his movie, I don't believe it was the last movie, but his movie,
No, it wasn't the last one, you're right, I don't think it was the last
one. No, it wasn't the last one. The movie called, why is it on my
Straw? The one with Taraji, right? Yeah.
He brought out, and I believe that might have been one of her, like, she pulled out something I'd never seen in any film. Like, I think she's a phenomenal actress, but that pulled something out of her whole spirit, man. That, I thought all of the actors and actresses were wonderful. I mean, from beginning to end, I mean, it was a lot of, it was a lot of mystery in it. But I think, you know, we were all able to relate to it because no matter where we were in life, we've had some challenges. We've all felt some type of mental depression. I think even as a therapist, I felt that mentally.
It's so interesting because... Like, no shade. First of all, Tyler Perry is phenomenal. Like, what he does for the community, what he does for the business, what he does for actors that people have thrown away. This is a great example. Like, Sinbad was in it, you know, and haven't seen Sinbad in forever. You know what I'm saying? So for him to be a part of that was magical in and of itself. But I think, a lot of people give it a hard time because of some of the imperfections in terms of like continuity. Like there was a bag in the bank, and then the bag was supposed to be in another room, but it was in the bank, you know, like stuff like that, which is it's stuff that every a lot of movies have. Like Waiting to Exhale, when she was having a conversation, the earring was on and then it wasn't on and then it was on again, like that's I feel like that's kind of nitpicking.
We did a movie and the cigarette was lit behind his ear, you know, we catched them. Somebody had one time on another movie, somebody had supposed to have been a pregnancy test, and it was like a COVID test, and we clearly saw COVID. but they're going to nitpick with Tyler, but you know, I can't take anything away from him. There's some movies questionable with him, some things, but that movie was real life for me. It was, it was the emotion in it. It took you on a roller coaster, and for me, I love a roller coaster ride in a movie. I love crazy.
I was about to say that to you earlier. I feel like, so if you had an ideal role with that, like do you just like playing crazy?
I do love playing crazy.
Is that a hint at how you are in real life? Or is that just
now? I'm very nice. I'm very calm. I think I've always been that way, kind of introvert with a little bit. Like I love going out and performing. I love being on stage. But if you say, "Hey, we're gonna go out and we're gonna hit the streets," I'm probably not too much. I don't like being around like a whole lot of people like all the time. It's just, you know, I like to go show my face, do what I do, and come back home.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that. And I think too, like, a lot of actors, myself included, we like to kind of play that opposite, you know, like that role that kind of takes us to the limit, or, you know, a part of us that either we have never been, or maybe feel like, you know, have that, I wonder if I ever was like this, you know, like that kind of what if. So I can completely understand that. But I noticed you kind of said it a couple times, and I noticed how, now, I've seen you acting for years, and I've seen you be kind of like innocent victim. You know, I've seen you be like a serious teacher. I've seen you be like, I've seen so many different like levels to you. But I have to say, when you was, what was your character's name on Father May I? I know you was the mom. Grandma Susie.
Grandma Susie.
Well, you was playing Grandma Susie. Listen, it was like the role you were made for. It was.
But I didn't think I could do it. I'm telling you, with me, sometimes it takes somebody to pull it. Maya Spell was pulling at it. She was like, oh, you know, I think in my head, I was battling with the education part of it because I was like, God, dog. And she worked with me because I was an educator, and, you know, still at the end of the day, it was a conflict, you know, there was, you know, other things to it, but she really worked with you. She was working with me and pulling out how to get, come on, I need to see more eyes. Give me some more eyes. Give me some more voice. Go back to the time where you felt like you were being in that situation, and granted, I was. So it was easy to be angry, but the cast, like I said, sometimes when you have a phenomenal cast, the children in that, the boy, you know, Lester played my son, the people in there, you got a good cast that's gonna pull out anything in you.
Yeah, Lester killed that role too, and that was crazy. That's great. Even the young lady, and I know her name because what's her name?
Played my daughter?
Yes.
Zika.
Yeah, she's dope too. Like it was a fire cast, man. Oh my gosh. If y'all haven't seen it, again, I said I won't go advertise the movie, but hey.
Yeah, no, but At Last. I mean, think about you and At Last. Corey, when we did that, I mean, I think by the time we got to the end, I was exhausted. But you had were pulling me, and I loved, you know, pull me, stretch me, you know, make it happen, get it out. If I'm not doing it right, I want to do it where, you know, we're close to perfection the way you want it, you know.
Yeah, well, it's always fun to work with you, especially when it comes to like, well, I mean, any capacity, but in lead roles, you know, it's always good to know you have somebody who can be like a lead that you can kind of keep pushing, and they don't get frustrated, they don't get mad, they don't get offended, but they're like, okay, I got you, I'll do it, okay, I'll try, you know, like, because that helps the, and I always feel like, you know, directing and acting, like, it's a collaborative thing, you know. It's okay for the actor to have ideas, it's okay for the director to say this is the vision, and then you guys meet somewhere that makes it work. So I think that's always cool, and that's always a benefit of working with actors or actresses like yourself. So yeah, it makes it easier, makes the job easier, and it's nothing like you said, it's nothing like going on set with people who are complaining the whole time, who don't know their lines, but they're still complaining about how long it's taken. However, they don't know their lines, you know, and it's
but you do it with a smile. You be like, so you don't know, you know.
Yeah, I have to. I have to. I feel like if the actors, I feel like it's my job to be positive. You know, that's just me as my approach to being a director. Like, I want it how I see it, but I also feel like it's important to stay positive and to keep the positive energy flowing, because if I got attitude and the actor got attitude, and they,
exactly,
we're not gonna get nowhere. Well, all right, so we're running over time. I knew we were going to, though, but it's cool. Remind the people again how they can follow. You said it's Tabu Hazel everywhere, and that's TabuHazel. And I know they can see Peggy Logan. You got IMDb as well?
Yes.
Cool. I know we got some stuff that's about to drop on IMDb as well this year, so I'm excited about those projects. And listen, I just want to say I thank you. Thank you for who you are. I've never met anybody who has been in film, who has been in the poetry world, or just teachers. I've never met anybody who has had anything negative to say about you. It's all been great things, and I agree with every single thing they've said positive about you, 100%.
Love.
100%. I thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope you have a great remainder of your day. And thank you guys for tuning in to No Onions. Give it up for Miss Peggy Logan one more time.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.